A federal lawsuit has been filed on behalf of four young people charged as adults and being held at King County's Regional Justice Center in Kent. The lawsuit was filed by the Seattle firm Columbia Legal Services. It says housing teens in adult detention violates their constitutional rights. That's an issue that youth justice advocates have pressed King County to solve for years. In fact, moving the teens was also one of the top recommendations made in a recent report to the county. It came up as officials discussed the design of the new detention center and courthouse. The report was written by Dr. Eric Truppen of the University of Washington's School of Medicine. This week, he briefed the county council's Law and Justice Committee about the teens' conditions of confinement.
They spend between 21 and 23 hours in their cells. Their isolation lasts up to several months. Many of them are awaiting trial, and most of these young people are black and brown.
They're kept in their cell all day.
That's correct. They're spent and have limited educational programs.
It's a situation, Truppen said, can exacerbate mental illness and severely limits the possibility of rehabilitation. He wasn't commenting on the lawsuit specifically. In a recent response, the King County Executive's Office stated that on average, youth being held at the Justice Center spend about 6.5 hours a day out of their cells.